touch it! Stop! I'll touch it!
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Big heads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's a Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show. We got Jason Duda in again. He was so good yesterday that we decided to bring him back. It's a three-man booth on a Friday. Jeff was not going to be here, but then ultimately changed course.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Although I think Duda and I were both kind of pumped up for a Bob and Duda show.
Didn't sound like Duda was. He really wanted me here.
I was like, why aren't you coming? Like, get your ass over there.
Really?
This is what we talked about. We were having a three-man today.
Well, we did decide that.
When's the last time it's been just the two of you? When I was in Vegas?
Yes.
So it's been a couple of weeks. Not too long.
Not long.
But Duda and I usually carry the Friday show, so we're happy to have you here, but you can kind of turn most of the operation over to us.
Okay.
No, I didn't say all the operation. I said most of the operation. See, any opening this guy gets to be unprofessional or do less work, he's going to go for it.
It's just too funny. You guys are just like little kids.
I want my ball,
I'm going to go home, and no one's going to play because I'm taking my ball.
How did I act like that?
You're making snide comments.
It's so easy, though. It's just so easy.
Well, you guys do it to each other all the time. It's just hilarious.
I'm just throwing back the headset on.
I don't know why you attack me the first thing in the show.
Are you leaving Twitter, too?
Why do you do that? Oh, there it is. There's another one. You know, when Duda's here, you turn it up.
What do you mean?
You really go after me when Duda's here.
I feel like I got to go after everybody.
It's almost like you want to impress him.
Well, you should.
I like to impress people with my
But does it impress
scorn.
Him?
Does it?
Nah.
Yesterday we had a good time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you attacked me right out of the shoot.
And I'm
today.
Not attacking you. I didn't attack you. I said we've been handling the Friday shows for a while, and we've done a heck of a job with it. That's all I said.
You attacked me.
It's not an attack.
It's okay, though. I mean, I know I'm secure in my place here.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
And why'd you drop the mic?
I didn't drop the mic. I came in today. We've got our house cleaner here after 5.5 weeks of kitchen remodel, and we're brushing up the place. That's what's happening today.
Nice.
It needs a thorough cleaning. And I asked Jeff when he got here to go into the utility room and get something that needed to be thrown away. It's a little heavy. He obliged, but initially he didn't know what the utility room
was. Never heard of a utility room. What is this, the game Clue? Is there a candlestick in there I need to bludgeon somebody with? I mean, what even is this?
There's no utility room in Clue.
It's a joke, Jason. It's an embellishment. But I understand what
you're embellishing.
Saying. Yes.
Well, the utility room is, I grew up knowing what the utility room
right.
was.
You grew up, and then the term utility work, whatever room showed up, grew up and became something different.
No, because
in the 21st century.
Because then when I was growing up.
When you were growing up.
It was the utility room.
And then utility rooms grew up and became the laundry room or whatever.
I still call it the utility room. What do you call yours at your house?
Yeah, basically, it's the utility.
Basically. You don't have to try to impress him by fake agreeing.
Of all the people I really think I need to impress, it's not,
now, wait
it's
a
not
minute.
Down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's too bad.
A little shot. But anyway, the utility room, I thought, well, it'll just, you know, we all know what a utility room is. It's where the utilities are.
Yes.
Right?
There's no water in there.
There's no water in there?
Water's a utility.
Is your water heater in there?
My water heater, my washer.
Yeah.
We got a sink in there.
Well, I can see it.
Seems to be quite an appropriate.
He's got a sink in there.
Your AC units in there.
Yeah, I have a sink in there.
Go turn on the sink. Give me a cup of water out of that sink.
Your furnace and everything's in there. It's a utility room.
Utility, our electrical box, our brand new one.
Paddles in there, I would think.
Yeah.
That's where it normally is.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I can't. It's a utility room. Those are all utilities.
Whatever. What's your point?
What do you call yours?
I don't call mine anything. Say, go in there.
Go in there.
It's kind of where the kiddies get locked up when they're being locked up.
Well, that's the utility room.
Is that where your
hot water heater is?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
Could you go to your hot water heater?
Yeah, it's that big thing in the thing.
That's it. The big thing with the big
We'd all be somewhat lost without our wives. Jeff would be on a desert island without his.
It'd be a struggle, but I think I'd figure it out eventually.
Oh, for sure. I know you would.
Of course I would.
No, your dad's right, but I think you'd be okay.
I figure things out all the time.
How long would it take?
A day or two.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, you'd make it that far. I got faith in you for that.
The Jets came roaring back last night.
Yeah, they did.
I thought I had that one. And
really? you thought you had
They looked. They looked awful.
Oh, they looked terrible. I'll give you that.
So what clicked? I don't get it. How can you be so bad and then you just catch fire?
You start throwing the ball to your best player. It certainly helps. Get Garrett Wilson involved. He's clearly the...
They haven't been trying to get him involved?
Well, the problem was
not
the first
as much.
Half they were throwing it to Adams all the time and they weren't clicking. And then all of a sudden they decided to throw it to Wilson and he's catching everything with one hand. And...
Well, you got your 8-pointer, here's the problem with that. It just feeds this narrative that, well, I really know the NFL.
Hey, I know. Out of these games that we pick, these 9 games, there's usually 5 or 6 I wouldn't touch. If I had $5, I wouldn't bet it on any of them. But there's 2 or 3 where I feel really comfortable with. That was one. I told you guys that yesterday. The Jets were going to kill him. Like, oh, what an idiot. That's his dumbest pick ever.
That was a dumb pick.
Yeah, but did anybody else get it right?
I wanted to pick the Jets.
Max
I don't know
did.
What
well,
stopped
of course,
me.
Max did.
Max and dudes, the ringleaders of the operation.
Just pretty standard. It was a gift. I told you it was a gift. Nobody listens. Whatever.
Try that was to a gift you for you. Out.
That was a gift.
Yeah,
take your gift and
gift.
Move on down the road.
I didn't want the Jets to win. I don't like the Jets. I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
I feel the same way. You can't pick these games with your heart because you don't like
somebody.
Well,
I didn't pick it with my heart. I just didn't see any way, and especially after that first half. But I guess give them credit.
Houston just doesn't. They're banged up. Everywhere.
They are banged up, but they have Mixon and
they had 3 guys catch a ball last night. That's it. 3 pass catchers. That was it.
They got to start utilizing that tight end more.
That's kind of on Stroud to not spread it around a little bit more. I know that the talent isn't necessarily top notch, but when Patrick Mahomes doesn't have talent, he throws to 10 different guys and gets the offense involved. And C.J. Stroud isn't quite there yet. We thought last year that he'd be the next phenom, and this year he's been just kind of there, pretty good, but not great. Hasn't really taken the next step.
You got to have your guys.
I understand you got to have your guys.
But what he's saying is that Mahomes hasn't had any guys, and they win Super Bowls.
Well, I get it.
Look at Tom Brady. He didn't have many guys when they were winning Super Bowls.
He was poor last night. And Aaron Rodgers got it going. And congratulations to the Jets, whatever. 869-1240, that's our IHOP hotline. We hope that you'll give us a call. We haven't heard from Future Bob this week.
It would be nice to hear from Future Bob.
4 times a show, I got to say this. The IHOP hotline is where you celebrate the weekday. God, screwed this up.
You don't have to
up.
Say the whole thing 4 times.
I understand that.
You got to read it
once. I understand what I got to do.
And then mention the IHOP hotline 3 other times.
Celebrate weekdays with the new IHOP house favorites, all of them available $6 Monday through Friday.
I should be doing the reads.
No, I do great. I'm screwed that one up.
I'm so good at reads.
Read something.
Okay. I'll read this. I'll open this book and just start.
No, don't do that. Read a promo.
I don't have a promo.
Make one up.
No, I'm going to read from this book.
This is going to be great.
The caddy, Brian, a young Latino with the height of a jockey and the calves of a rugby player, told me it was his job to keep me and Bo moving so he didn't hold up any members playing behind us. Though a member had arranged for my round, I wasn't playing with one. And the last thing any caddy wants to do is to annoy members on the course.
Slow down. Give it some
reading.
Give it some breath.
I'm reading.
Give it some room, man.
Okay. I'll read. Let me.
I mean, nobody understood that. You're going so fast.
Seth had grown up in Pittsburgh.
That's terrible.
Then left for college.
That's a terrible read.
Did he make a case that he can read?
No.
That he can do live reads on radio?
All right. Seth had grown up in Pittsburgh, then left for college, before returning to teach seventh grade geography. Teaching middle school has always struck me as a nearly impossible challenge.
It's awful.
That's so good.
I don't know.
I should be paid for that. Just for that. I should get an extra $200-$300 just for what I just did right there.
When did you develop a high opinion of yourself on radio?
What are you talking about?
When did that happen?
When I started to be great at it? So you tell me. When did you notice?
I mean, seriously.
What? I'm asking you.
You're the very definition of mediocrity.
Oh, please. You know that's not true.
Well, I'll ask Max, who won't give an honest opinion.
Yeah, sure he will.
He's told me privately.
He's told me privately.
Yeah.
Because Max pulls people aside privately all the time.
Here's what he said. If you could just get this show by yourself,
okay,
it would really take off. There goes Jeff, everyone.
All right. Well, you
can sit by yourself. Well, he also said maybe bring Dude in on Fridays. How's that? Does that make up for it? Sure you are. I'll fire all of you.
Do it.
There you go. You want to be by yourself again.
I seriously, I'd fire you after the show.
How do you think that works?
Well, we won't be needing your services Monday.
And then when I show up Monday, what happens?
You won't. That door will be locked.
What if he goes to the studio?
Yeah.
Well, Max won't let him in.
I bet he does.
Yeah, because he'd want to know exactly how it went. He would. He'd let him in.
Do we have any college basketball? Does it all start Monday? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't personally know the answer to that question.
Normally they start the season on the same day.
Yeah, usually.
And I got to believe that's Monday this year.
It probably has to be. Is that when K-State and KU play on Monday?
I'm going to have to look.
There's certainly, I got to believe,
it's all on Monday.
Pretty full slate of games.
And do Kansas and Kansas State play? Boy, there's so many games. Everybody plays.
Everybody. It's going to be a busy night.
Kansas plays Howard at Allen Fieldhouse. And Kansas State... give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
They play New Orleans on Tuesday.
Oh, they don't play Monday. Shockers play at Western Kentucky. So that's the official start of college basketball. In the middle of college football, in the middle of the NBA, in the middle of the NFL, we're going to have all that going on. November is one of those pretty darn good months for sports, in my opinion.
It is. What are you going to watch, basketball or the football game on Monday?
Who plays Monday?
Chiefs, Buccaneers.
Is Mahomes dinged up a little? I heard he was on the injury report.
Oh, I don't think it's anything serious. They have to put everybody on the injury report if you miss a bit of practice or
are limited. I'll watch the Shockers Monday.
Oh, there you go.
And then hopefully get over to the Chiefs.
Got an ankle injury. But he's practicing, and he'll be there.
I'm sure glad I didn't take the Chiefs in our pool there.
Just because of that?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
I'd only be worried if I took the Chiefs, though.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Wichita State, Western Kentucky, 7 o'clock tip on the CBS Sports Network, and, of course, on our sister station, KEYN. So I'll watch that game. I'm very curious about Shocker basketball. They have piqued my curiosity. Have they done it for you?
I don't know if they've piqued it. They've grabbed it.
Not peaked, P-E-A-K.
I know how to spell peaked.
You moron.
I know how to spell peaked.
Yeah, because there's two different, right? Peak, like yeah, peak of a mountain.
Yeah, right. Very good.
Thanks, man. Look, I see. Doing so good today.
So, you're not curious.
I'm curious.
Well, I'm much more curious than I've been in 2 or 3 years. I want to see this group develop. I want to see how they play together.
I think a lot of people do.
It looks to me like they've got the right parts. Now we entrust Paul Mills.
We don't know if they have the right parts. We have no idea.
It looks to me like.
Based on what?
Based on the exhibition game.
Against Emporia
State.
Based
on what I've heard from talking to people. I don't just sit here all day with my head up my you-know-what.
Six people you've talked to that have an inside look.
Paul Sullentrop.
Okay.
Ron Mendel.
Ron Mendel knows.
Well, sure. Ron Mendel's a former Shocker.
Okay.
And you know what? He knows a hell of a lot more about basketball than you do.
What has he said about the Shockers?
He's just interested. He thinks they're going to be pretty good.
All right. I've got no reason to doubt him. I'm just saying we don't know.
Why does everything have to become a contest?
Because we don't know. You've never seen any of these guys play. None of them. Except a couple of the returners. So we have no idea if they're the right parts. We have no idea.
My opinion is, do you remember when I was a sports columnist at the Wichita Eagle?
Vaguely.
Do you remember that? You think I'd write a column going into the season? Well, I have no idea who's good, if they're any good or not, but who would
read
that?
If you didn't have any idea, I hope you would. Yeah, I hope you wouldn't be dishonest.
But I always have an idea.
Okay.
I swear, if you weren't a relative and I was 35, I'd beat the hell out of you.
Why?
And there, it would just be, I don't know, it would just be.
Dude, am I off base here?
Well, you're poking the bear. There's no question about it.
I'm poking him, but I'm not wrong either.
What you're saying makes sense, but you're basically poking the bear. But what you're saying covers the poke. Does that make sense?
I'm just trying to bring all people here today.
I didn't say I think they have the right parts. I said I'm looking forward to seeing if they have the right
parts. No, you said it looks like they have the right parts.
It sounds to me like they have the right parts.
Okay.
Based on my conversations with people who are more in the know. I don't have the opportunity to go see them in practice.
So what does that mean? What are the right parts? Does that mean NCAA tournament? What does that mean?
No, it looks like they've got a very good balance of point guards, which they didn't have last year.
Sure.
Wing players, which they had one, and front court players. It looks like they've got the right parts.
Well, I sure hope so.
It looks like Quincy Ballard's going to be a real factor. It looks like he has some help.
Okay. I've got no reason to believe that you're wrong.
I'm just saying
we don't know. It could all fall apart.
Well, of course it could.
Well, that's not insight.
Neither is what you're saying.
Well, it is because it's based on conversations I've had.
We'll have insight. Jason, you take over. I'm scared now.
No, I mean,
why?
Really.
What do you mean you're scared?
I'm scared. He's really upset at me.
No, these aren't thoughts I have based on nothing. As I tried to tell people all the time when I was working at the Eagle and I wrote columns and I had opinions, they're not just opinions that fly into my brain. They're opinions that I talk to people before I develop them. I don't know why that's hard for people to understand.
I don't know.
If I'd talked to people and said, man, this team doesn't look very good. They struggle. They don't get it done in practice. Then I'd probably say I'm kind of worried about this team. But it looks to me like Paul Mills has a team that will be pretty good.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
We'll find out.
Who do we have as guests today?
Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I'm just asking.
I'm all about attacking you right now.
He's on the prowl.
Well, I can't fight back now.
Why?
I don't think it's right. I don't feel like it's right. I think I pushed him to the edge, and now I'm going to let him walk back from it.
Well, you did push me to the edge because he's everything has there. To be contested.
Well, I just...
I can't get on this
radio
show.
Because I talked to one guy, I'm forming an opinion. I just don't know. I think I got to see three or four games before I know.
Well, then go ahead and see. So do I.
Okay.
I'm giving you my opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, anybody
I'm
can...
I'm not basing it on, well, hey, this team's going to win 25 games, and they're going to go to the NCAA tournament, and they could be a 4-5 seed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I expect them to take a step forward that will satisfy their fan base. That's what I'm saying.
I hope that happens. Duda, please help.
I'm enjoying this.
No, stop. Yeah.
I mean, am I out of bounds?
No.
Am I?
No. But you were poking the bear.
I don't know. I've always poked the bear.
So it's not like it's anything.
One thing
different.
I've always done on radio is state my opinion.
I'm just not a narrative guy.
And when
right?
people don't have opinions, why are they on the radio?
I'm just not a narrative guy. I never have
What's
been.
A narrative?
A narrative is, well, they look like they have the right parts and Paul Mills sure can get out there and recruit. We don't know, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Let's develop our opinions once we have a body of work and some data.
This is such a cowardly individual that he can't even look at me when he talks.
I'm literally shrinking over here, but I...
I mean, seriously, I'm looking right at you.
He is.
Don't look at him, dudes.
Well, I'm okay.
Let's take a break.
You can have your opinions, I can have mine. Doesn't bother me at all.
Am I out of bounds? Why did you not help? What? Step in.
Well, why would I step in?
Why else are you here?
What did I do that you need help? All I did was state an opinion
on what
based
he thought,
on
which is
conversations
fine.
I've had.
Okay.
I talk about Shocker basketball to a lot of people.
I believe you.
I have for 50 years, 60 years.
I believe you.
To treat me like I'm just, well, this guy, and he's what's he got?
I don't treat you like that. I don't think.
That angers me a little.
Don't be angry.
We'll be back. How many wins for the Shockers this year?
22.
Well, that's not a big improvement.
It's a nice little improvement.
That's your prediction.
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what we just debated in the last segment?
Yeah, it's a prediction, but I have no idea. They could win 16 for all I know. But I agree that it looks like they're going to be better.
That's all I said.
But I don't know.
Did I say I know?
Well,
I said I believe.
You were implying that you kind of felt that way.
No, I wasn't.
I think.
You're wrong. And when you're the arbiter, when you're the judge.
I know I'm good at it.
It shows how deeply we're flawed here on this show.
It's a good place
away.
For me. It's probably the best out of the three to have. Let's be honest.
Well, I could rewind the show, and I never said... I know the Shockers are going to be better.
I didn't say that you said. I said you kind of implied that.
Sure, because that's my opinion.
So, well,
there you
then
go.
That's good.
And just
there
what he did.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Because 22 is exactly the number I predict. So how are we different?
We're not.
Then why'd you just debate me for 10 minutes?
I didn't debate you about whether the Shockers would be good. I debated whether we know. Whether the Shockers are going to be good.
I never said we know.
Same diff, right, dudes?
No.
Why do you keep...
No, it's not really the same.
But was I debating the whether the Shockers would be good? Did you feel like that was what I was debating?
A little bit, yeah.
No.
Because he was saying that he talked to some people. He thinks they're going to take a step ahead. And you're like, no, I can't say that. I need to
but
see
But then he
games.
Ended up saying it.
I do think the Shockers will be better.
Well, we hope they should
be. It seems like they have the right parts.
They should be better. But look, the way things are now in college, you got to give these teams some time to see them play actual other teams, not Emporia State, before I think you can
I never mentioned the exhibition game. That's not even what I'm talking about.
You did. You mentioned it, that they look good in the exhibition game, and that's fine.
But that's not what I'm basing. I'm not. Golly. What am I, some moron? You think I'm basing an opinion out of an exhibition
that's
game?
That's the first thing you said when we asked based on what? Well, the exhibition game, and if you want to rewind the show, I still can't look at you, but if you would like
to. Why can't you look at me? I'm looking right at you.
It's the funniest thing ever. He's like got his head buried. He's got his hat pulled
down.
Pull
your hat off.
As far as possible.
I'm going for the intimidation look. Darren Dreyfuss.
Oh, yeah, that's intimidating, not looking at anybody.
If you can't see my eyes.
Well, we'll get some people on. Monday they play, and they start with a road game, and it's not a gimme. It's at a program that has had a lot of success through the years. That's Western Kentucky. And we'll see.
Our friend Ron Baker tells me it's sold out.
He's not our friend. He's your friend.
My friend Ron Baker.
Yeah, I'm disavowing myself of.
What do you think? What would the community think?
Yeah, I don't know. He's never texted.
I walked into a Qdoba or something, and there's Ron Baker next to me. We're ordering our burrito bowls, and oh wow, that's Ron Baker. That guy with him must be pretty cool.
So that's what you think about?
I'm just asking. I'm just
no.
I would think that there's two guys having lunch.
Yeah. One of them is Ron Baker, though. So
who's the idiot he's with? Would be Maya.
Ron Baker's having lunch. Okay.
Right, big deal. And that would have elevate your status
in
your mind.
I'm asking, would it?
No, I'm asking you, would it?
That's what I'm asking.
Duda?
He wants it to. This is where he's going with this.
Are you trying to arrange a lunch with Ron Baker?
No, I haven't done that. I'm just saying.
But are you thinking about
doing that? If we walked in, what, and I used Qdoba as an example, but would it have to be an upper scale type of place? Would it have to be...
So you're thinking about
a Mort's.
You're putting thought into what if I could go to lunch with Ron Baker?
I'm just saying, what would be the status level of a Ron Baker to where that would really rub off on me? Probably not a Wendy's, right? Like, gee, this guy.
I don't know, man.
You have an answer?
I have nothing.
This guy brought Ron Baker down to a Wendy's, so I'm asking, like, what would the place be?
What's the place matter? What if you both wanted a burger from Wendy's?
I'm
so
just
you
saying,
went
like,
to Wendy's.
Nothing wrong with Wendy's, okay?
Nothing
I like
wrong
everybody
with
likes
anywhere.
Everybody likes Wendy's.
Maybe you're gonna get more people to think, well, look, that guy's with Ron Baker at Wendy's than you are Chester's, because those people aren't impressed.
What's the place I'm thinking of where we did the karaoke?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That the Wingnuts owners owned it. Steve Rudd and
The Candle Club.
Yeah, the Candle Club. Now that me and Ron Baker walk into the Candle Club, they're like, okay, let's part the hallways.
Why'd you come today? Why didn't you just stay at work?
That's a fair question.
And do what you needed to do because you're horrible today.
Is that true, dude?
No, I don't know. No, he's just got his opinion, and it's just rubbing you the wrong way.
Well, that's an opinion?
Well, no, what he's talking about right now is utter a disaster.
We're kind of just exploring what it would take for me to increase my profile in Wichita.
What would I need to do to increase my profile?
I'm just asking.
Is that important to you?
I'm just asking.
It would hurt Ron Baker's profile.
No question. But would it bring mine up?
No.
At least enough.
It would bring his down.
To offset his falling.
No.
Okay.
It would bring his down. That's all it would do.
Ron has just blocked both your phone numbers. Good job, Ron. Atta boy.
Look at him. He's checking to see if he texted.
No, he hasn't.
This is pathetic.
He hasn't texted.
I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. I'm not like this.
It's awful.
Well, it's strange, right?
What's like, strange?
What if I met Ron Baker like twice in person and he texts me? I think that's amazing. And I wish he'd text me now.
Here's why he texts you. Okay? He laid it out yesterday as we were exchanging texts.
Don't make this about you.
You guys are just idiots.
He's going to go straight to it. It was really about me.
He said, you're on his you-know-what so much, it's hard for me to text you compliments. And I said, he does need the affirmation. And he said, someone has to play the dad role on the show. And that's what he's playing with you.
Sounds like
he's given you
treading a little lightly, too.
He's given you some what he perceives as some love that you need because he, in his opinion, I'm pretty hard on you. Now, my retort to that would be, if you listen to this show regularly, Jeff's the one that's doing most of the attacking.
Please. So what if it was me and Ron Baker, we're sitting at the table at the Candle Club, and Nate Robertson comes over and says hello to both of us. Now I've got an NBAer. I've got a big leaguer in my orbit. Does that increase?
Would Nate Robertson know who you are?
Of course. I worked alongside him for 10 years.
You worked alongside him?
Yeah, he was a Wing Nuts owner, and I was their beat reporter.
That's not working alongside
him. What is it?
That's I covered the team he was part of.
I didn't say he was my colleague.
You didn't work alongside
him.
You didn't sit down together and go, what are you working on? Yeah, I'm working. No, that
right.
never
working
happened.
Working alongside each other.
Never.
He was working in the same time and place I was. That's alongside.
That's a stretch.
No, it's not.
I think that's a stretch.
And
it is.
I am now a member of the Minnesota Twins organization. So you see, it's
are you in need? Do you need
it's a guy in the Twins organization?
What this
it's
is
an
such
MLB
a cry for help. That's all this is.
And it's an NBAer and the owners of the Candle Club. I'm just asking, does that now vault me into
Max,
a status?
Shut his mic off. No, really. I mean, this is awful. We've had a good run of segments on this show. And please, can somebody acknowledge me?
I'm not asking for anyone's acknowledgement. I'm asking what it would take. To be acknowledged.
So basically, same thing.
No, I'm not asking for people to acknowledge me. I'm just asking what
I gotta believe
would
that,
be the scenario.
I gotta believe that of the three of us, the level of disdain for you in this community has to be
you think
tremendously
so?
High.
I'd like to hear from someone.
Nobody's gonna hear. There's no one. Your best friend would not text you right now and tell you you're doing a good job. They're running from
you. Fine.
This.
Then I want to hear from my best friend or a friend who's thinking, Jeff, this isn't good.
Well, they're not going to do that.
No, I love my friends.
That's
they know
not what friends do.
Of course it is. That
Duda, you're a friend. Tell him.
My friends know they can be honest with me.
Yeah, you're. It's a cry for help.
Okay.
There you go.
That's isn't it a little bit like you're
what if?
Okay. I'll give you one more.
It's
what
me.
If?
It's Ron Baker. We roll into the Candle Club.
Do you want to go to the Candle Club so bad?
We get Nate Robertson coming over and he says, by the way, guys, I've got so and so over here who saw you from his take. Who would that so and so have to be? For him, he would like to come say hello.
One of my friends
Bob.
Texted.
It'd be Bob.
One of my friends texted, and you've said, what would the public say?
Yeah.
If they saw you with Ron Baker?
Sure.
My friend says, they'd say, who's that idiot he's with?
Who said that?
Well, I'm not telling.
Somebody called me an idiot to you. I'm right here.
I've called you both idiots, Dave.
Yeah, but you
times.
Said it to our face.
True.
And that's fine.
Good.
I want this guy to call in and
well,
call me an idiot.
Come meet him outside. Let's do that.
Yeah, catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, we'll catch you outside.
I want to see that.
We'll catch you outside.
All right.
Good grief.
Bring
man.
It. Here's a text from one of my people.
Oh, this is going to be good.
He acknowledged me.
He acknowledged you.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He gave He put the finger up. He acknowledged me.
Was it the middle
Scott
finger?
Griffiths?
I'm not. I don't know.
That's just the finger.
Here's another one.
Oh, here's
Here
another.
They go. Jeff, I love it.
Jeff, don't listen to these guys. They have no idea what they're. Evan Wessel texted me that. So. Another former Shocker.
I've never seen a guy in need of something. Are you laughing because it's funny or because... Really?
Yeah. He's trying so hard, I can't help it. I got to give him a little bit of props.
It's funny. I mean, who...
I got to give him a little bit. He's trying. It's awful, but he's trying. So I got to give him a little bit.
Some of my best work right there.
Oh, is that what you're going for?
What?
What are you going for when you do that? What are you going
I'm asking in good faith what I asked.
You know, when you prop up and when you continually talk about, Ron Baker texts me, you look like a D.
You think
you look like a D club.
You think, yeah, there it is.
I've been in the D club for a long time.
I mean, you look like the charter member of the D club.
You think Ron Baker appreciates what's going on here? I'd like to hear from him.
He's so embarrassed.
869.
Never again. He's so embarrassed. Let's take
He's
another
never
break,
text
Max.
You again.
He's never. It's never going to happen. It's too bad. But Camel Club, invitation open.
869-1240, the IHOP hotline. You're all welcome to call. You're all welcome to put Jeff in his place. You're all welcome to turn the dial and never listen again. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. After that, you pretty much have the right to do anything. One of my friends, Steve, said, tell Jeff he's doing a great job. And that was meant with tongue-in-cheek.
Was it?
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Was there any,
well, tell me.
Any emojis, exclamation marks,
nah,
period?
Was, tell him he's doing a great job and a wink.
Tell me then.
What do you mean, tell me?
Tell me.
You're Mr. Tough Guy. Come right at me. Tell me.
No, tell me I'm doing a great job.
No.
He told you to.
Steve, you're doing a great job.
What's Steve ever do?
Well, he does a great job.
I'll tell you what, if I showed up with Steve at the Candle Club, no one would turn ahead.
Yeah, right. Why insult a guy who just came to your defense?
You just said he meant it sarcastically.
No, I didn't. But now you've insulted him. And that's what you do.
I love Steve.
Oh, God. My God.
What? Aren't you glad I showed up?
I am.
Nothing, as I've lamented, nothing in the Big 12 really strikes me, which is a shame. Because I've talked about how much I really like that conference, but it's kind of fizzled on me. You still have four teams. You still have four teams that are interesting.
Are we just done picking KU?
They don't play this week.
Oh, yeah, they play Iowa State next week. My bad.
Right. So we don't have a whole lot to dig into because the contenders, for the most part, have either already played each other or don't play one another. The exception being Kansas State, Iowa State, in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, that's the game right there.
So you've got Kansas State, Colorado, BYU, and Iowa State. Those are your teams. Everybody else has kind of fallen by the wayside. BYU has beaten Kansas State very soundly. I'd have to look at their schedule. I don't know if they have. I don't think they have any of the other contenders left to play.
Well, you just said no, that there's only one of those games.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. So BYU has...
Utah, KU, Arizona State.
They have a very clear path.
And Houston.
They're going to win all those games.
You would think.
And it's going to be BYU and who in the Big 12 championship game?
Iowa State.
The winner of Iowa State, Kansas.
Probably, yeah. Unless, does Colorado, they have one... conference loss, right? And two losses overall.
That's correct.
So Colorado's still in the mix. I'm not sure they'll lose again, to be completely honest with you.
Well, that's because none of these teams play any of the good teams. They have Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State left to play. Here's Dave on
Real
the hotline,
Dave?
The IHOP hotline. Dave, hello. Hello, Dave.
Dave.
And here's Dino. Dino, hello. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing? I got to tell you, I don't know what it was about that last segment, but Lord, man, you guys had me rolling. I know I love
Thank you. You're welcome.
Password when, you know, I'm a fan of the password, especially with Duda hosting. But that last segment, oh my gosh, you made it hard to drive. I got to tell you that much.
Well,
I believe you.
I told you during the break, Bob. It was hilarious.
If you like that segment, you should have just crashed into a ditch.
Wow.
That, oh, that's terrible. That was great.
That's what you get when you compliment the show, Dino. We wish you died.
That's what that segment was. It was crashed into a ditch. But I'm glad you enjoyed it, Dino. Thank you for letting us know.
Hey, no problem. Some people appreciate that type of comedy, and it had me laughing, so... Keep up the good work.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate your call.
And by that type of comedy, he means me being hilarious.
Well, I don't think you were that hilarious.
And Dino, if I'm on next Friday, I'll set up password for you. It's not
right,
I don't have password today.
Thank you, Dino.
Sounds good.
For the third time.
Take care, guys.
Where's Dave? I want Dave to call back too.
Well, I don't know who Dave.
Dino?
I don't know who Dave was. Why did Dave leave?
Why did Dave leave? What is his problem?
Well, I don't know. I can't get into the brain of Dave.
It's too bad. I wanted to hear from Dave.
I want to hear from future Bob. I miss him.
I know you do. He doesn't miss you, though. He's been you already.
It's because he's future Bob. So he's been you before. You understand that?
And see, when guys like Dino call and say, "That was a funny segment," then all that does is empower Jeff to think, "Yeah, I'm fun. I'm pretty funny."
I think I know I'm funny. I think a lot of other people do too. It's starting to get around. Starting to get
After
around.
9 years.
Starting to get around Wichita.
9 years.
Like I'm the nameless, faceless, hilarious guy. They don't know me out about in town, but they know my voice.
Oh, but if you go to lunch with Ron Baker. All of that could change, baby.
I'm saying.
Could you imagine if he goes to lunch with Ron and someone comes to the table and says, "Hi, Jeff, I'm a huge fan of yours."
Oh.
And Ron doesn't
even
thought of that. There.
Ron Baker.
Like, could you imagine his head at that point?
And doesn't
I should have thought of that scenario.
Ron Baker.
Oh, it would be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable.
Thank you for I didn't even cross my mind.
I can't believe you didn't think of that.
That they noticed me above Ron Baker.
So then what's your status now,
what an
Jeff?
Incredible, that visionary is what I see you as now. Like, whoa.
Well,
did that happen? And yeah, I guess it could.
That'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
It sure would. Would you like to come to our lunch?
You know, I'm on the verge of just turning this baby over to you. You're so high on yourself now.
Oh, I do fine.
That who would be your co-host on Dave's Duda?
I don't know. David Michael Hahn, probably.
David Michael Hahn.
DMH. Yeah,
I might bring Jamin back into the mix.
What about Anthony, the big fella?
Anthony's fine.
Well, then bring him on.
It's just the tone of the show is a little different.
Anthony owns our picks.
He's great at our picks. He's great on the radio. It's just, do we mesh? We'll have to find out.
Yeah, you'll have to find out.
I thought the show we did together a couple months ago or whenever was pretty good.
Here's Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Dave. I can't do more than welcome you to the show, my friend. It's your turn, Dave.
Bob, can you hear me?
God. Yes.
Your turn. Bob. Hey, you know, if I was in Derby at IHOP having a good breakfast and I saw you walk in and Ron Baker at the same time, I'd wave you over and we could talk about good times, how Derby used to be. So That's all I got to say. I'm sorry. I got new phone.
Thank you, Dave. That was a wonderful call.
That was one of the sadder
calls. Worth waiting for.
No, it's worth waiting.
You call
for.
Back anytime, Dave, and I don't care how many minutes it takes.
You guys
to
are
get
going to IHOP.
Talk.
Meanwhile, Ron and I are at one of the finer
establishments.
Yeah,
because I go to places where the people are.
Fine.
Those are my people.
That's great.
I don't worry about going to the highbrow places with Ron Baker. Okay?
I really hope he's either listening or not listening.
I'm going to go to
one of the two. I'm not
IHOP
sure which.
With Jason Duda.
That sounds fun. Would you do that?
When I'm in the mood for pancakes.
Sure he would. And if people walked over to recognize us, wonderful. If they don't, whatever.
Yeah, but nobody.
What I don't need is some Wichita society type like Ron Baker.
I don't know if he's that or not. I'm just saying he's recognizable. And having me by his side, there'd be some kind of chemistry or movement in some direction.
Yeah,
I just don't
know
which.
There would be a movement with Ron to get to the restroom as quickly as possible.
The restroom? What's he doing in there? Why not just leave?
Because he's sick of you. That's what. All right.
I got to see this. I want this to happen now.
I think it will.
Ask Ron Baker. Text him right now.
I have to text him right now.
Say, Ron, I'd like to go to lunch sometime. Are you available? No, really.
I can't do it, but he just sent me 3 laughing emojis.
Text him.
I just got one. Well, you guys got it too. Jeff, you're doing a fantastic job. Hilarious.
Oh, God. Look at Jeff.
Look, he is so excited.
I've never seen a guy work a phone harder.
I'm asking him if he wants to bring any former
teammates. You know, if I didn't know what you were doing, I'd worry a little bit.
Maybe
about
it'd be a summer thing. Fred would
some
come.
Some of the moves that are happening over there, like, what are you watching? Check his phone.
I'm not looking at that thing.
I mean, I've never.
Who knows
what
he's got going on?
Look at the look on his face.
On.
It's like
I'm just thinking of the possibilities. We got a game coming up.
Are you sure you're? You need a.
Well, I'm going to need a few minutes. Yeah.
So many things I'd want to say
but
right
once
now.
Once we, hey,
Max is playing the music.
D
he's
Club.
Sick of you. We got a game next.